This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tuesday, December the 5th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJV gang. Gang leader and troublemaker Jennifer Horn is here, along with another troublemaker, Victoria Keelan. And then there's Miss Sweetness and Light, Kara Schillen, who's here to hold all of us back or together. Whatever. Oh, yeah, wow.
It seems a little sarcastic, but I'll accept it.
Nah, not me. Sarcasm for me, please. All right, so Jen, you're feeling better than you felt before.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling really terrible, but I got bit by something.
Really? What? Is it human or is this a subhuman species?
Judging by the swelling, it could have been either one. I don't know. I was just coming back. I didn't even notice it. I was in Vegas with my family this weekend, and we went to a concert. And when I took a shower on Sunday morning, we went to the outlet mall, and then I didn't notice any of that. But then when we got out of the car, when I got home, I went, what is this? And I had this big swollen knot on my leg, and so I noticed I was kind of feeling like I was coming down with something on the way home. Like I felt sort of feverish, and sure enough, I was running a fever and decided to go to urgent care, and so I got antibiotics. There you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And they, I don't know if I have any idea what bit you.
No, I don't know if I slept with the Vegas spider or if I picked something up at the outlet mall even, because I was in the dressing room. So it's weird because you would think that I would have kind of noticed it, but it really popped up on our ride home. So
wow.
I'm glad.
One of those crazy things, but it was a great weekend. We saw Brooks and Dunn and Reba McEntire, and it was a great show.
Good, 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 good. All right, this is the question at the moment anyway. How much is too much? How much information do we need to know? Do we want to know? Do we have to know?
That's why I didn't send you a picture of my wound.
Thank you. Yeah. The whole business, this sordid business of people and their sex lives, and what has come, has been unearthed, I suppose, maybe is a way of referring to it. As an example, Matt Lauer's former co-host, Meredith Vieira, has shared a story about finding sex toys in Lauer's office. And apparently it goes back to a visit on air from a sex therapist named Laura Berman, who has been on this program as well. It's been a long time since she's been on it. But when they were in makeup, the makeup lady was asked to leave, and then Berman was asked by Lauer what he could do to keep his marriage cooking. He had some struggles, and so she gave him some sex toys. Why do we need to know all of that? I'm surprised that Meredith Vieira came forward with that, frankly.
Well, I guess someone that he worked with said that he gave them a sex toy, basically gifted it in a way
with
that was
instructions.
Yeah, with instructions of like, hey, use this, thinking of me, blah, blah, blah. So I guess they were trying to figure out why exactly he had a bunch of these in his closet and if he'd been gifting them to multiple people or what.
I got that. But how much of it do we need to know? Why is it that this is? I'll give you another example, all right? Member of Parliament in Australia proposed to his long-term partner during the debate on a bill to legalize same-sex marriage in his country. This is, I suppose, it's part of the current reality. But do you want to know? Do you need to know? Do we have to get involved in all the nuance of people and their private lives? What's private? What's secret? What's public?
Well, in that situation,
proper?
I would say proposing in the, like, was it in the government building?
Yeah, it was while they're having the debate on the floor.
Well, I would assume that's why people know. I mean, if he had proposed to his partner in their own private home, then no one would know, and it would be fine. But if you do it in a public place, then people are going to know about it.
I got
it. It seems like they wanted people to know about that.
Yeah. Okay. So they may have wanted people to know, but do you, maybe the better question is, do you want to know?
Well, Jennifer, why would that be any different than any other engagement story?
I'm not saying that circumstance. Well, because of the atmosphere of the discussion, if you read into the discussion of what was going on, it was fairly sordid.
See, for me, even though this story, it doesn't really matter that much. I mean, it's just an engagement story, so I don't care that much about
either.
It. Exactly, so I didn't know about it. So to me, it's a matter of, okay, if you don't care, then don't read about it. You know, like, I feel like everyone feels like all of this stuff is being pushed in their face, and maybe to a certain extent it is, but I feel like we have the ability, we have control over things that we see sometimes, so if you don't care or you don't want to know about some things, then just don't read about it. That's my solution
to
the problem.
Yeah, it's the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle thing. If you don't care about it, then just move on to the next story.
Maybe
I agree. Hard to, though, with that story.
Yeah, it's hard to avoid this sort of thing. I have, as you all know, pretty particular focus on things that I think are of general interest. And every once in a while I feel like I am distracted, maybe to the point of distress, looking or hearing or knowing things that are not really, and not that they're, well, they aren't of interest to me. But I feel like I have to talk about them every once in a while. Like yesterday there was something that was on page 6 about Charlie Rose having a dinner by himself at some fancy restaurant, living the big life still. Huh?
By himself? That sounds pretty sad.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of sad to be by yourself at that age anyway. But the circumstances of him being there, and it's put into a position. You can hear my frustration. What bothers me is that there are these references to people in their lives. Did he make his own bed? Yeah. But why are you interested in who's in his bed or what's in his bed?
Well, because he was, I mean, the story of the year, I think, has been all of these Me Too cases, and he was one that was taken down, and so of course there's going to be interest in what he's doing, how he's recovering, is he ever going to get his career back again, is he going to, you know, whatever it is, there's a lot of questions surrounding a lot of these people who were taken down by that story, and I agree with you, I think maybe your frustration, and maybe I'm paraphrasing here, but I feel like it is difficult to turn on any news site or any news program or any aggregator of content and not see a story about sex and sexual harassment and sexual allegations. And it seems that that's everything that we see every single day.
Well,
and it's hard to avoid it. And it seems like a lot, but that's just the news cycle right now.
Right.
There's nothing else they're reporting on.
Right, but I also don't see how it's any different than any other major story, whether it's the hurricanes, and you couldn't see anything other than the hurricanes, or back in the day, you could even say last year it was all OJ. I don't know why this is particularly exasperating for you, Doug, you know, specifically.
Because I think what is happening is that good men are being, men are thinking to themselves, geez, I wonder if there's anything I've ever done that I shouldn't have done. Last night when I was at the bank, I put my arm around the lady who's been my friend at the bank for 40 years. And she had something going on in her life, and I was trying to make her feel better. And then I walked out, and I turned around, and I looked back at her, and I said, is that sexual harassment? And she looked at me, and she smiled and said, no, with me it isn't.
You know what, though? I hear a lot of people say this, and I just want you to know, women think about things all the time. I just think that there are, you know, women, when I, like, go out by myself on the weekend or at night or even in the morning when I'm going to my car, I have my car keys in my hand so I can get into my car immediately and lock the door as soon as I can. Or in case some random person is in the parking lot, I have some kind of defense. When you go out on the weekend, if you're with friends or by yourself, I always have a portable charger with me so my phone is charged so I can contact people. So I think it's good that men are finally having to think through things a little bit before they do them or, you know, just contemplate, because women have to do it all the time.
That's a very interesting story with an interesting reality, an interesting twist to it. what I'm trying to guard against is the overreaction that I saw on a Facebook page posted by a comedian named Marsha Belsky. Do you know who she is?
No.
No.
Okay. Maybe not important. But
who is Marsha Belsky?
To the point of her posting on her Facebook page that all men are scum. And then she was banned from Facebook for having said that. And I thought to myself, as I saw that, I wondered what toll this is taking on men, and is it appropriate? And what toll is this taking on relationships, and is that appropriate? All men are not scum, any more than all women are whatever adjective you want to use to describe them, that some hard and fast men who've had tough times with women have thought. So we get into a place of exaggeration and overdoing, and I think we're on the edge of that. I think that we're finding and unearthing these stories and pointing to the people who are scum and hopefully eliminating those people is a wonderful thing, because we do need to clean things up. Some of these men are more than pigs. They really are. But to say all men are scum...
Well, that's one woman. That's,
I understand that, but
yeah,
what
that's
I'm saying is it's leading
thing for
to...
Her to say.
It's kind of leading to that with some people... It's kind of going in that direction. And,
but you know, though, someone like that, and I take issue with a woman saying that, because yeah. every time we've talked about these types of stories over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I have always made sure to say, I'm not talking about all men, and I'm not talking about the good guys. We're only specifically highlighting the real scum. A woman like that, I can guarantee you, has always thought men are scum. There is no way that woman said that that's based on Matt Lauer or Charlie Rose or Harvey Weinstein. That's a damaged woman who already has had a dysfunctional relationship, probably stemming from her father. So I don't give any credence whatsoever, and I implore all men, the good guys, to ignore women like that, because that's the very, very small minority, and that woman unfortunately needs help, and I feel sorry for her that she thinks all men are scum, because I know, and all three of us ladies, we all have amazing men in our lives. So that's unfortunate for her, and I wouldn't even give her any more attention, truthfully.
What is that? Did we just get some news? Kara's got a great man in her life. When did that start?
Oh, she has a wonderful father. She's you.
It's amazing. I have a father. I have friends, and I happen to not be in a romantic relationship with any of them. But I still think that they're good men.
A male cat. So this kind of puts the cap on it. Yesterday, I noticed that there was a breaking news story. If you can imagine anything so ridiculous. Matt Lauer spotted driving his son to school in the Hamptons. The article reads, quote, "The shamed anchor, wearing sunglasses, a black bubble coat, and his wedding ring, was driving away from his Hamptons cottage in a gray Jeep Wrangler with his 11-year-old son in the front seat."
Is that all he was wearing? Because I can see why that would make news. Otherwise.
I'm interested in the wedding ring, though. Because I've heard
that... Always been?
Well, I know he's still married, but I had heard that she took off, that she was really upset. So he came back to the Hamptons, and she left.
Yeah. While driving...
He's always worn the ring, I think.
Has he?
For show.
He must like the accessory.
Right, exactly.
While driving, Lauer illegally spoke on his cell phone before making a detour to pick up his son's friend to take both of them to school. So, there it is.
He's being tailed.
Yeah. And people
that'll die down.
Are buying into it, yeah. But it's, I don't know. Am I the only one who thinks that? Have we not gotten enough of this? That was the point of me starting and working my way through all of this stuff with all these examples. You're going to get all the dirt on these people. Speaking of dirt, today is World Soil Day. World Soil Day highlights the importance of our soil. Let's loam, ladies. Dirt, loam. 21 after the hour. fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the
like this song, Elton John.
Sat on the roof, kicked off the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on.
So, Elton John's mother has passed away, according to his posts on social media yesterday. He wrote, quote, "So sad to say my mother passed away. I only saw her last Monday, and I'm in shock. Travel safe, Mom. Thank you for everything. I'll miss you so much." Elton says there's a particular resonance to his loss. He and his mother have been estranged since 2008 and only recently got back together. I was talking to somebody yesterday about the kinds of things that families do, the kind of silly arguments and fusses that people have that make no difference or no sense at the end of the road. I think it's something to reevaluate all the time. You have somebody in your family, especially you don't get along with, there's a blood thing there.
Who said that recently, the celebrity that passed away? Was it Cassidy? David Cassidy?
Yeah, David Cassidy.
Yeah, about his daughter. Yeah.
Wasted time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, Elton says there's a particular resonance to his loss. He revealed a reconciliation that took place in a Mother's Day Instagram posting, saying, quote, "Dear Mom, happy Mother's Day, so glad we're back in touch." His mother said a couple of years ago that they'd fallen out of touch after an argument. He asked her to no longer be in contact with two of his longtime friends with whom he'd argued. She didn't drop them as friends. And Elton said to his mother, "I hate you." I mean, imagine that. Come on.
Elton.
Yeah.
He's certainly known to have quite the tantrums, so... Well,
apparently, the mother blamed his... Is it his wife or husband? David furnishes his husband? Okay. So... how do you determine that? Do they each call each other the husband?
They don't refer to each... I'm assuming they probably do.
But yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes, you know, it could be in the land of imagination, one could call one the wife.
Why? They're both men.
Yeah.
I don't know what land of imagination that is.
Yeah,
I've never been to that one.
Okay. All right, next up, a focus on Queen, the biopic that was directed by Bryan Singer. Well, Singer's been fired from this movie. It's called Bohemian Rhapsody. The decision came as a result of the growing clash between Singer and Rami Malek, who plays Freddie Mercury. Isn't he that weird-looking dude that's on one of those
Mr.
shows?
Mr. Robot.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same thing. What's his story? Do we know more? How much do we know about him?
In terms of...
I mean, what kind of a person he is... is he
every time I've
too
seen
impressed
him,
with himself now?
I don't think so. From everything I've seen or read about him, he's incredibly professional. And
is he? Well, maybe that's his problem. Singer went absent during a couple of days of the production. And the fellow who plays Queen's manager, Jim Beach, the actor's name is Tim Hollander, also said that he is quitting the film because of Singer's behavior. So perhaps there is something with Singer and not so much with these guys. So what? When do they go back to filming it? They're waiting for...
Well, they need a new director.
Yeah. Probably that stuff waits till after the first of the year, I'm guessing. 28 and change past the hour, GJV time.
What you do with the in-between. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a long time ago, a young man's teacher was looking through a pile of bones. The young man inquired about what the heck he was doing. The teacher, in earnest, replied, "I'm looking for the bones of the king, but I can't seem to distinguish his bones from the bones of his slaves." Wow. Now, that's a powerful lesson to teach a student. And it's true, too. We are all born and we all die. But what we do with the in-between, well, that is up to us. Anyway, it was on that day that the teacher, Diogenes, taught young Alexander the Great to be mindful that all people are made of the same stuff. And what they do with the time between birth and death is up to them. For support with your time in between, visit drchristianconti.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play holiday music.
Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal, then it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Those who appear to be complex and difficult turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
At the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on our Tuesday program. So I don't know whether this caps this discussion or not. Maybe it does for today until the next visit to the blender. This is something I saw written by the lady who runs Facebook. Her name is Sheryl Sandberg. She writes, 4 years ago, I wrote an article for Facebook that 64% of senior male managers in our company were afraid to be alone with a female colleague, in part because of fears of being accused of sexual harassment. The problem with this is that mentoring almost always occurs in a one-on-one setting. The percentage of men who will be afraid to be alone with a female colleague has to be sky high right now. Doing right by women in the workplace does not just mean treating them with respect. It also means not isolating or ignoring them and making access equal. Whether that means you take all your direct reports out to dinner or none of them, the key is to give men and women equal opportunities to succeed. This is a critical moment to remind ourselves how important all this is. So much good is happening to fix workplaces right now. Let's make sure it doesn't have to be intended, the intended consequence of holding women back. I thought that was a fairly interesting, compelling cap. I don't know if cap is the right word, but at least it's better to focus on this problem this way, it seems to me, than the way we have scandalously referred to whether Matt Lauer is wearing his wedding ring. It seemed to me thinking about it in this way is more productive. Ladies, agree, disagree?
Agree. Yeah, I agree. She also had tweeted that she was, I think, concerned that there could end up being a Me Too backlash.
Yeah.
Because she famously was I'm pretty sure she was the Lean In, right?
Yeah, she wrote Lean In.
So, and then there was a backlash on Lean In. So, I think she's right, and it is
the
a very...
The backlash was what? What was the... How did it present itself?
Well, from what I read, and I'm not a parent, so at the time it didn't really interest me all that much. I was on the periphery of knowing what she was talking about with the lean-in movement. Basically, you know, women having to do it all and really putting their careers forward and everything. But
explain
at the same
the
time...
Explain the lean-in movement
well,
for those who don't know.
Basically, what she was saying in her book is that a lot of the time, because she is high up at Facebook, she would see in board meetings, and there might be more to it than this, but this is what I knew, is that a lot of women... at the board meetings, instead of sitting directly at the table where the conversation was taking place, they would sit at the chairs kind of on the edge of the room so they wouldn't be directly involved in the conversations. And she was telling women that you need to sit at that boardroom table, or, you know, that could be a metaphor as well. You need to lean in right. And be a part of the conversation instead of just kind of sitting on the outskirts and letting the conversation take place between all of the higher-up men at the company.
Right, but the backlash that came from that was there's a parenting aspect to it as well, to be a mom and have your career and encouraging women to lean in, but at the same time, the backlash basically came that women who... It's a very high-dollar amount. That
the women who can afford to
women
lean
who
in,
can afford lean to lean in. Mm-hmm. Right. There's a nanny at home. There's extra child care. There's a whole lot more to it. And how expensive that price tag really is for leaning in. And that's really where the backlash came from other mothers.
Got it.
What frustrates me, because I agree with what she has to say, but I think I get a little frustrated because I've heard this from a lot of men, that they are scared to be alone with women now. And
yeah.
I just kind of want to remind guys that the vast, vast, vast majority of men who have been fired from their jobs for things like this have admitted to sexually harassing and assaulting and all of that a lot of women in the workplace. So I don't really think that there is... this whole thing with women randomly accusing guys, I don't think that there's a reason to be scared unless you are misbehaving.
Men are afraid of people who are going to weaponize this stuff against them. They're also afraid of misinterpretation. And I think that's actually what scares me most about all of this, because, and I think Victoria and Kara, to some extent, we're all sort of the same in this, is that we like to have fun and we like to laugh and we are pretty laid back, maybe even one of the guys is what people might use as a term to describe us. And so if we're in the workplace and we're all just having fun and a guy makes a funny joke, does that come back in a year to haunt him? And I think that there is a real concern amongst men that maybe they need to be walking a really straight line. And these are the good men. I'm not talking about the ones who are predators, but it's going to be on their mind going, okay, should I be sitting here making a joke about, you know, an off-color something or other that Victoria, Jen, and Kara are laughing about, or should I go feed the dog because I don't want to be a part of it just in case it might come back to get me? And I'm not saying that this is the case for Doug, but that's just an example that I think is cropping a lot
stuff.
Of people's men
yeah.
or mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. But I still want to get rid of the guys who are leeches, and
right, of course.
Lousy. Yeah. All right.
I don't think anybody has any argument with the physical stuff. I think everybody knows that when it becomes physical, it's across the line. But there are a lot of gray areas when it comes to making snide comments or making a funny, you know, what they think is a funny joke,
yeah.
some kind of crack, and then people go, well, wait a second, is that going to be deemed inappropriate, or am I just having fun? And I think that is the scariest part of all this, because it really is in the mind of the person who's in the situation, and everybody has a different code as to what's offensive to them. And what's not.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of being offended, Jennifer, let's get brought up to date with LeVar Ball. from the Lakers. You're the Lakers gal.
Am I the Lakers gal?
Yeah.
Are you a Clippers gal? Well, you know, I don't usually watch professional basketball all that much, but if you ask me, I'm a Clippers person because the Lakers were so good for so long that LA completely ignored the Clippers, and so I sort of just put my name in the
Everybody
Clippers.
Everybody ignored the Clippers until the owner got caught in...
Right, with that welding mask lady.
And then they found themselves with, what, 200...
What was his name? Sterling?
Sterling. But didn't Bezos from Amazon buy for $2 billion that team?
I don't know about that.
Don't you remember? He bought the team during that whole thing. It was up for sale. That was really...
That shows you how closely I follow basketball. I would know that if it were baseball or hockey or football.
The hoopla about it was on purpose. The wife started it, yes. The wife started all the hoopla because they wanted to make sure there was more focus on the team to get more money out of it. You don't remember that? It's only a couple of years ago.
I know. I have a terrible memory. What do you want from
It was
me?
Steve Ballmer, who I don't know who that is. It wasn't Bezos, which is probably why they don't remember it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about LeVar Ball. So if you remember, LeVar Ball is the dad of LiAngelo Ball, who was one of those three kids who went traveling with the UCLA basketball team, attempted to do some shoplifting. And they are making headlines again. Now, LiAngelo, after he got out of Chinese jail, came back to UCLA. And UCLA said that they were going to bench him. LeVar Ball has decided to pull his son, LiAngelo, out of UCLA, saying, "We are exploring other options with Jello." Is that what he calls him?
Yeah.
He's out of there. LiAngelo Ball, a freshman, is one of three UCLA basketball players who are indefinitely suspended after a shoplifting incident in China. I thought that this indefinite thing would be after the media attention sort of died down. They would put those players right back in the game. But LeVar Ball told ESPN, "I'm not sitting back and waiting. He wasn't punished this bad in China." We get back over here, and the consequences were even stiffer than China. So basically, they're in jail here. Now, ESPN found out from LeVar Ball that he hasn't decided where LiAngelo will play this season. "I'm going to make him way better for the draft than UCLA ever could have." Meanwhile, over at the Staples Center, in what many employees there call the LeVar Ball rule this season, the Los Angeles Lakers are no longer allowing members of the media to congregate in the section of the arena where family and associates of players sit. LeVar Ball, the father of the Lakers rookie point guard Lonzo Ball, is also not permitted to do interviews on the court, something he did in an opening night after the LA Clippers defeated the Lakers. A handful of the front office executives for the team saw this as a reinforcement to prevent LeVar Ball from having a routine post-game platform in which he's occasionally critical of the team. He said, quote, "I'm not worried about the LeVar Ball rule." That's what he told ESPN when asking about the Lakers policy. Oh, the fact that you have a rule named after you, this guy is just a loudmouth.
You know, I think that he has spent way too much time watching Charles Barkley, and I think he thinks he is Charles Barkley, where he can make these outrageous statements, except Charles Barkley does it in a way that's always entertaining, sometimes controversial, but you can always count on Charles Barkley for a great soundbite. This guy thinks that he's positioning himself to be the next Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley used to play basketball.
Right.
LeVar Ball was not a professional basketball player.
That's what I was just going to ask. Did he ever play, or is he just a dad of people who can play?
He's just a stage dad.
Does his son get any choice in where he goes to college for basketball?
Of course he does. He's over 18. It's ridiculous.
Well, apparently he was only going to play 1 year at UCLA and then go into the draft anyway, so I think now he's just going to skip college completely. This is also the kid who was spotted driving a Ferrari on the UCLA campus.
He really sounds like he's in jail in the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. Life is so hard. And what's the lesson? As a father, this is the lesson? Oh, well, I'm just going to pull my kid out then. If you're not going to play him. Yeah, because he shoplifted.
To say that going to school at UCLA is worse than Chinese jail is unbelievably stupid.
He is setting his kid up to be the most obnoxious kid ever.
He already is. Pretty much, not ever, but he's an obnoxious so-and-so.
Well, this is the example that you're setting as a father, it's ridiculous.
Lovely. That's why there are so many kids around these days that feel so entitled. Father either pays attention that way to them or doesn't pay attention at all to them. All right, let's get to Victoria over to the Seahawks. and find out what's going on with the coach there. What's that?
Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is convinced that Russell Wilson and the Seahawks did not get away with an illegal forward lateral during the win on Sunday over the Eagles. And he said he's got the science to prove it. In fact, he says he's already put a call into Neil deGrasse Tyson to check if his science is correct. During an interview yesterday, he said, "I have, in fact, already put in my calls to Neil deGrasse Tyson. We're talking physics now. I'm serious. I'm going to get an explanation about why that was a backwards lateral so that everybody understands."
We're talking physics right now. I'm serious.
Yes. He said the ball was traveling at the speed that Russell was traveling. And he said, and of course, analysts have actually said that Pete Carroll is correct in this. Physics is on his side. However, the NFL doesn't care about that. Russell Wilson and the ball were moving at the same speed, which suggests that he launched the ball laterally, but his momentum carried the ball forward. In the NFL, all that matters is if the ball went forward towards the opponent's goal line, then it's a forward lateral, not anything else. So basically, the science has lost this argument, and the NFL has won. Don't bring physics. Don't bring a weak argument like physics to the NFL, because they don't care.
That's physics. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
46 past the hour, DJV show. Here is today's saga about my pillow. Your pillow, the best pillow, called My Pillow. I was watching a show last night, and an ad came on for My Pillow. And the thing you can do on television is you can bring different visuals in. In this circumstance, I have to use my creativeness in my mind to draw you a mental picture using references like Jennifer helping us to understand how great it works for her, her My Pillow with the patented fill. She fiddles around with it so that she can get her head and her neck comfortable.
I can actually tell you a real story from this weekend.
Yes.
I went away, and I was staying at a very nice hotel. I was staying at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, and they had a great bedding system and great pillows. But I woke up in the morning, both mornings, with just a little bit of a headache from a neck ache, because I am so used to having the My Pillow that I kind of fold and bend and fill in that crevice between, you know, the empty spot in the back of my head where all the information falls out. That part is where I stick my My Pillow, and it really does make a difference for me. I can feel it when I'm not sleeping on it.
So there you go. One more example, the story about the patented adjustable fill inside each and every My Pillow that also stays cool and in place all night long. So take Jennifer's advice. Victoria's had great experiences. Kara have. I have, and the dog slept on my pillow last night, so there must be something good and comfy about it from her perspective. For the holidays, here's the deal. Buy one premium My Pillow, get a second as a gift for a loved one or somebody that you send a big box to. I always kept talking about the big box. I love getting big boxes for Christmas. All right, so the offer will probably hold until Christmas, not sure, but why wait? Let's get at it now. If you haven't taken advantage of this, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for Doug, Jen, Victoria, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, and buy one at the regular price, a premium MyPillow, get the second one as a gift or free, however you want to look at it. You pay for one and you get two. That's the deal. Use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
Poor Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV show. There is a look around to see if we were to cull all the stories from the year, Victoria, and see who or what was the most important fashion. We certainly would find Facebook and Google and Amazon on the top of the heap.
Yeah.
But Airbnb and things that are like Airbnb in terms of using the software and the facilities, the same thing can be said for Uber. These things are coming up fast in terms of people's attention. So we've got some important news from Facebook and Airbnb in our Tech Talk in a matter of moments, brought to you today by the people bringing you the best deal in wireless, Total Wireless, four lines, largest network in America, $25 a line per month. That's a deal. Learn more about it at TotalWireless.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
All right, let's get to the tremor department at Facebook. So what do we have going on here? There seems to be some concern for good reason, Victoria.
Well, Facebook has launched a new messenger that's just for kids, and of course this raises some safety concerns amongst parents. They rolled out, it's a new app. It's actually separate from Facebook. It's a standalone app, and it is designed for kids between the ages of 6 and 11 to be able to communicate through video chat and things like that with each other. Right now it's only on Apple products, so iPhones, iPads, things like that. It will be launching into Android as well. The home screen will show them at a glance who they're allowed to talk to. Their parents actually get to choose this. But some parenting groups have said that there aren't really enough safety features in this. And so Facebook is saying that they are willing to work with parental groups, but they do think that this is an important app for kids who have shown a lot of interest in things like Snapchat. So they're trying to make a safer version of that for the younger kids. So
important, that's the word they used? Important? Important to whom? And for whom? It's important.
Well, they think the market's demanding it, so yeah. It's important to their important. Business model.
Yeah, thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Important to their bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's Airbnb doing to get to the bottom line?
Well, Airbnb has, they've launched an interesting new thing that allows groups of people who travel together to individually pay so one person isn't stuck paying the whole bill. And it turns out the reason they did this, they did a survey of 2,000 of their travelers, and they found 43% of group travelers reported losing $1,000 or more in not being repaid by their friends that they traveled with. 18% of frequent group trippers lost $10,000 or more by having deadbeat friends who didn't pay their end of the deal. So Airbnb has unveiled their new split pay tool, which allows travelers to divide up the reservation costs by the number of travelers, and each individual can go in and pay their own amount. Then that way you're not waiting for someone to send you Venmo money or a check or whatever. And so they said that this new feature grew out of a survey that they did with Airbnb last Christmas, which asked customers what they would like to see the most in terms of new advancements in the app. And this was a resounding top choice. They wanted all these travelers who like to go on group trips wanted to be able to pay individually and not be responsible for other people's travel expenses. And they actually also say New Year's Eve, I did not know this, is the biggest night for group travel.
Really?
So of the year, that's the night when most people travel in groups. So this will be able to help a lot of those people not lose money this year. So it's a great thing for Airbnb.
Traveling, there would be a lot of interest in Uber, Lyft, and that bunch on New Year's Eve for sure.
And they already let you split rides. So, yes, they're keeping up with the market in that sense.
59 after the hour here.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.